If you haven't heard it said before, we love you. You are a gift to us. I love you as your pastor, as your priest, as your spiritual father. As Christ the King, as a staff, we, but particularly me as the pastor, I will do anything and everything that is necessary for you to know Jesus Christ. I will fight for that. I don't say this lightly when I say I would much prefer you have zero community and a super, super intense and intimate relationship with our Lord. Now, yes, you can't have really one without the other, but we talk about community a lot, and that is very real, that is very visceral and felt here at Christ the King, and that's going to continue. But I want you to be saying yes to the Lord day in and day out. And that, like he said at the beginning, this isn't a response to anything. This isn't like a reaction. This is just another encouragement. This is another way of us inviting you into this, to say yes to the Lord. You notice, like, this time last year, we were starting to put out the applications for leadership positions and things like that. That's not on that piece of paper. There's nothing in particular that we're inviting you into other than saying yes to the Lord. To saying yes to Acts 2:42, to saying yes to him. You have said yes to some extent already, but it's a day in and day out thing that you have to renew each and every day of your life. You have a place with the Lord, you have a place here, and we're going to fight for that. We have been and we are, so thank you. Thank you for the gift that you are. I want to end with this brief reflection, and I went kind of all over the place as to where in Scripture I was going to go, and then the Lord took me somewhere I didn't think we were going, but here we are. So we're going to do this reflection, and not a reflection in the sense of let's think about it and then share some lexio or something like that, but I just want to kind of read this passage to you, kind of give my own thoughts on it. We'll pray, and then I'll give you a blessing, and we go home. So this is from Acts chapter 6. This is the commissioning of the first seven deacons of the church. Shout out to Hugh over here at Wave Hugh. You might be wondering, who is this priest here? He's not a priest. He looks like a priest. He will be a holy priest one day. He was one of our seminarians. Out of the 10 seminarians that Baton Rouge Diocese has, he was one of the three who belong to Christ the King. Hugh decided when he was at LSU that he loved Jesus and kind of found his vocation here. So y'all keep praying for him. He will be ordained a transitional deacon this coming December, Lord willing. So yes. And I say that because he is saying yes to the Lord in a particular way, just like each and every one of you are. This is the story of how seven men said yes to the Lord in the very early days of the church. This is what was read at my diaconate ordination when I was ordained a deacon in June of 2019, when half of y'all were probably like four at that point, it seems like. But this is what Acts chapter 6 tells us. Now in these days when the disciples were increasing in number, the church was increasing, the Hellenists murmured against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the body of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, pick out from among you seven men of good repute, full of the Holy Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole church, the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands upon them. And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I read this and I think several different things. A whole bunch of different things. It's about ministry in particular, ordained ministry. But there was a need in the church, and then people stepped up. In the very early days of the church, clearly, the disciples were increasing in number. And disciples is an early word that they use for everybody in the church, not just the 12 apostles, not just the 72, But as people were baptized, as they said yes to the Lord and became disciples, the church grew. It was increasing so rapidly, so much, that there was a greater need. And so the apostles went and found, or sent the other disciples to go and bring from among them seven reputable people, filled with the Holy Spirit and who truly knew the Lord. Chances are these seven deacons didn't actually know Jesus Christ as he walked the face of the earth. They may have heard or seen in the early days, but they knew the Lord through other people. They knew the Lord from living with the apostles. They knew the Lord by saying yes to him, going to Mass, going to confession, living the sacramental life. These are people who received the Holy Spirit because they said yes. And they were chosen and they were sent in a very particular way. These are seven people. This is not including the thousands, literally the thousands, tens and hundreds of thousands throughout the centuries who started to grow and say yes more and more and more. I say that because yes, tonight is a leadership night. We're inviting you into leadership at Christ the King, but it has nothing to do with any type of position, any type of role that you may or may not have. This is about saying yes to Jesus Christ. What makes us reputable, what makes us a disciple, what makes us holy, what makes us open to the will and the word of God within our lives is simply showing up and listening to the word, practicing Acts 2:42. This communal life, yes, the breaking of the bread, the sacraments, the prayer, the teaching, saying yes to all these things is what makes these people reputable, and they were the ones who were chosen because simply by living the life of a disciple, they became known. They didn't hold a position before they were ordained. They weren't elected to an office. They didn't campaign. They didn't do anything other than say yes. And so I encourage you yet again and invite you to say yes to the Lord in a new and particular way. And so I invite you, if you so feel comfortable, just to close your eyes and we'll put ourselves in the presence of the Lord yet again. Jesus, you promise us that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there with them. And as we have claimed this time and this space for you, Lord, I thank you for the words that you have shared from your people. I thank you for the gifts and the talents, the fruits, and even the struggles, the challenges, and everything else, good, bad, and ugly. We thank you, Jesus, because it brings us closer to you. Holy Spirit, come to our hearts. Enlighten me as to what it is, Lord, that I need to say yes to. These were the days when the disciples were increasing in numbers. Lord, I've seen the disciples of your church increase. We have seen the numbers. We've seen the people. We thank you for that. But why is it that that happens? Where does the fruit come from? Therefore, brethren, pick out from among you seven men of good repute, full of the Holy Spirit and of wisdom. Jesus, reveal to me what it means to be reputable. Reveal what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Show me, Lord, what it means to say yes and to truly be your disciple. What they had said pleased the whole multitude, pleased the church, and they chose Stephen, they chose Philip, they chose Nicholas, they chose them. And they were set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands upon them. What way do you choose me, Jesus? As your beloved son, as your beloved daughter, do I truly believe that I am chosen? Do you still choose me, Lord? Do you call me by name? Do you call me to the altar, to the chapel, to the confessional, to the scriptures? Do you call me to my formation group, my discipleship group? Do you call me to my Bible study, to the UREC, to my classroom, to my workplace? Do you call me, Lord? The word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great, great many of them were obedient to the faith. How do you desire your word to increase in my heart? Lord, what is it that you want to increase? I know that you invite me to say yes. I know that you desire me. I know that you call me. But Lord, give me the grace to say yes. Give me the grace to show up. Give me the grace to be reputable, holy, chosen. I know you choose me, Lord, and I ask you to echo that call. Let me hear your voice and call me into deeper communion, deeper relationship, deeper conversation and communion with you. You are the one my heart seeks. You are the desire of every heart, every soul. Help me to see you and to say yes. When all else fails, and I can do no more, Lord, who do I become? When I can't give the talk, lead the Bible study, show up for whatever position or event, when I can't do whatever it is, who am I? I am still your child. I am still loved. I am still chosen. And yet I am still invited to return to you and to say yes. Give us the grace, Lord, to say yes. Let us pray. Almighty God, all good things, all good gifts come from you. And we thank and we praise you. We bless your name, Lord, for all the many gifts, all the many blessings, each and everything that does not come from one person apart from Jesus Christ alone. Thank and praise you for the gift of this ministry, the gift of your parish, the gift of your church. Continue to pour your grace upon us, Jesus. It is your heart that we desire as you desire ours. It is your word, your will, your way, your truth, your light, everything that our hearts so desperately long for and thirst for, and we only find in you. And so as so many souls have said yes to you, Jesus, through this ministry, through your people, through the yes that they have said, continue to call us by name and to invite us into that relationship, to say yes, to know that at the end of the day, our souls are what matter most, and that you so deeply desire us to be with you in heaven for eternity. Despite our wrongdoings, our failures, our sins, our past, our imperfection, everything, Lord, that the enemy seeks to throw into our face to dissuade us and to pursue us, we reject it, Lord, in your name. Jesus, you are King. You are King. You are Lord. So we choose you. If there is so much as a single soul in this room, Jesus, that seeks you but does not find themselves worthy or doesn't think that they are loved or that they are good enough, in your name, Jesus, and by the authority of your divine priesthood, I reject it. It is not true. and it has no place in their life. It is not welcome here. The enemy, his apostate angels with his stupidity and his accusation, he is not welcome here. This is your campus, Jesus. This is your church. This is your parish. This is your mission and your ministry. Inflame our hearts as yours is, Lord, with holiness, with the Holy Spirit, with wisdom, to desire you and to seek you. We praise you and we give you all thanks. And as we do so, the enemy flees. I ask you, Lord, to pour out the spirit of holy abundance upon each of us, that we may see you, we may hear you clearly, ever so clearly, and to so say wholeheartedly with a resounding yes to discipleship, to love, to freedom from sin, to fulfillment, to abandonment of ourselves to your divine will and providence. All good and great things for you, Lord. You are Lord, you are King. And so through the intercession of Our Lady, Queen of Victory, Saint Joseph, and all the angels and saints, especially your guardian angels, may God the Almighty Father, through Jesus, the risen and living Son, send you his Holy Spirit in abundance. May he pour out from you and for you grace upon grace from heaven. May the blessing of Almighty God come down upon you now and always, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.